New jingle, new voices. Welcome to this special guest season of Retrain Your Brain with me, Chartered Psychologist Dr. Audrey Tang. In this season, I am privileged to speak to so many well-being guest experts to learn all about their field and to give you loads of practical tips and tools to live your best life. Now, I am delighted to welcome the head of Diabetes UK in the Midlands and East of England, Peter Shorrock. Welcome to the lounge, Peter.
Hi, Audrey.
Hello there. Please do tell me about Diabetes UK and what your work centres around.
Three main points, really, about Diabetes UK being the UK's biggest charity supporting people living with diabetes in all of its forms. We're also extremely committed to research and the vital work in raising awareness of people's risks around developing type 2 diabetes and what they can do to reduce this or put the condition into remission in many cases. Diabetes UK spends £6.4 million a year on research over the last year and each year, and we're ideally trying to look for a cure, but there isn't a cure yet. So it's looking at genetics and all the other factors associated with diabetes.
I started doing Swim 22, which is your challenge for this year, where you have to swim 22 miles over 3 months. But what I love about it is with every milestone I make with the fundraising, you actually send me where the money can actually go in terms of research and the support and the many inventions and developments that have happened.
The technology and innovations are coming thick and fast now. There's something new called flash glucose monitoring. You've probably seen it, where you put a sensor on your arm and you don't have to blood test it in that way. And it's absolutely fantastic and incredible. And really what we're hoping to do as an organisation, Diabetes UK, is make that accessible to everybody who's got type 1 diabetes, but also with type 2, with multiple injections.
That's wonderful. Now, since I've been posting about supporting Diabetes UK, because my mum was diabetic, my dad is diabetic, my dog is diabetic, a lot of people have voiced their experiences with diabetes, and they have been more shocking than I had anticipated. People with real problems with their feet, going blind with cataracts due to the high blood sugar. My dad's also on dialysis because his kidneys were affected. Why is it so important that we need to keep raising awareness of this hugely devastating disease?
There's basically an epidemic of diabetes. In terms of figures, we reckon there's 1 in 15 people now live with a diabetes diagnosis. That's around 4 million people alone in the UK, and more than 1 million people in the Midlands and East of England. It's a very serious condition. It needs to be diagnosed as soon as possible. People can live with type 2 diabetes up to 9 years before they're diagnosed. We think there's over a million people undiagnosed walking around with the condition, potentially developing complications. It can't be cured at the moment, and people can be faced devastating consequences if their glucose levels remain high and they don't have regular checks to prevent or delay issues such as eye problems, feet problems, nerve problems. And if it's left untreated, it can cause sight loss, ulcers and amputations, as well as heart attack and strokes. So it's really important people recognise the symptoms of diabetes and get diagnosed sooner rather than later, so they're not walking around for up to 9 years developing those complications. But there's something called the 8 NICE care processes, which is the National Institute of Clinical Excellence. Diabetes UK adapted a patient-friendly version of this called the 15 Healthcare Essentials, and that's the minimum standard of care people with diabetes can expect. This has been revised slightly over the last 2 years, Audrey, due to the pandemic and the pressure on frontline NHS services. And it's now called the Pandemic Essentials. And if you go onto the Diabetes UK website, you can download the minimum standard of care you can expect. And if you type in a search, www.diabetes.org.uk and then Pandemic Essentials, that'll tell people what minimum standard of care they can expect, because some of the responsibility is on the person with diabetes, particularly as the NHS is continually under stress and pressure. But if they can work with their local healthcare professionals, hopefully they'll negate the chance of contracting all those complications.
See, now this is actually really important, because it is as much about empowering individuals to be able to know what they can expect. So yes, we have to make a commitment to our own health, but I know my parents, my mum certainly was from that generation where if the doctor said this, she would just accept it. It wouldn't question it.
Audrey, that's absolutely right. And if a patient goes in to see their GP or practice nurse or diabetes nurse at their local practice, and then they accept what the healthcare professional is telling them, and there's some brilliant healthcare professionals out there, but if they're unaware of what care they can expect or the minimum standard of care they can expect, then that's the care that will be delivered to them. And there's huge variations in care all over the country. But if we can have this template, the minimum standard, the healthcare essentials, and people can say, how come I haven't had my feet checked regularly or at least annually? How come I haven't had my eyes screened, my kidney function tested? All these factors are really important in the day-to-day management of diabetes, and people are entitled to annual health checks, annual MOT for the diabetes.
See, and that's fantastic. That's really good to know about that. It's useful to have that support. I mean, what could a day-to-day management of diabetes look like?
Diabetes UK fighting for a world where diabetes can do no harm. Mm. We also know that the condition is relentless, so people who have diabetes can vouch for that. And people have to consider condition every day and work hard to keep their blood glucose levels in a healthy range for the short and long term. Without the right level of support, condition can be hard to manage at times. Eating a varied and healthy diet is important, minimizing consumption of simple carbohydrates, such as biscuits, cakes, sugary cereals, white rice. Keeping active, ensuring you have regular health checks is really vital, which is why you need to be aware of the minimum standard of care. And if you're overweight or obese, it's a good idea to lose some weight, especially from around the middle part of your body.
Because that's where the more dangerous fat seems to locate around the middle. Who is more at risk of diabetes? I know that's a very broad question, but I know, for example, my background is Southeast Asian. That does put me in a higher risk category.
Your risk increases with age. You're more at risk if you're white and over 40 or over 25, if you're African Caribbean, Black African or South Asian. You're 2 to 6 times more likely to get type 2 diabetes if you have a parent, brother, sister, or child with diabetes. So obviously there's a genetic trait there. And also type 2 diabetes is 2 to 4 times more likely in people of South Asian descent and African Caribbean or Black African descent as well. So you're more at risk if you've ever had high blood pressure. There's another factor, risk factor, and you're more at risk of type 2 diabetes if you're carrying extra weight, especially if this weight is around your middle, as we previously said. Just to let you know and your listeners know, you can find out your risk of type 2 diabetes now. It only takes a few minutes. You can go online and if you type in know your risk into the diabetes website, you can do a very quick test which will indicate whether you should go and see your GP.
And it's great. I've done that. It's really good. And it does put me on that slightly, it's at risk category, but not at the highest risk category, which was quite a relief. But it's at the point where I know myself, I have actually ordered my own little diabetes check test because I thought, well, my optician said he could see a mild cataract in one eye. And I suddenly thought, right, then better check this out just in case. So the fact that I've been talking about this and knowing about this has really helped me personally.
That's brilliant news. And there's a lot of good information on the Diabetes UK website, but we need to signpost people to that information. Two of the main insights over the last 2 years during the pandemic have been the need to support self-management when people have been isolated, but also to signpost people to key services like increased access to psychological therapy, psychological services, structured education. We have all sorts of invaluable information to support the day-to-day management of diabetes. So if your listeners could go onto our website, they'll basically get everything they need in terms of supporting that self-management.
Yeah, and it's great because not only do you get all of that information, but we also get to know about the ways we can get involved with your work. So, for example, you're running a lot of fundraising challenges. What I love about your challenges in particular is that they're so relevant. So, for example, the Swim 22, the swimming is getting me fitter. I know I've improved my swimming since I started training for it in January. You're doing walks, you're doing runs, you're doing ways that we can not only improve our own exercise routine, but talk to other people and improve our social awareness too.
Healthy exercise, as we said previously, is so important. All the fundraising we do will obviously raise crucial awareness. It's like 9/10 of the iceberg diabetes. A lot of people who have diabetes don't necessarily want to admit they have the condition. Therefore, it's 9/10 of the iceberg. We need people to be open as they can feel about having diabetes. And then we can get rid of the stigmas attached to it, the discrimination that also comes with diabetes. So these fundraising events are brilliant. brilliant, absolutely fantastic. And as you know, there's a lot of famous people with diabetes. Probably one of the most famous is Steve Redgrave, who won 6 gold medals in rowing. So it shouldn't inhibit any exercise having diabetes.
Peter, thank you so much. This has been so enlightening. I wish I could talk longer with you. Where can we find out more? Let's have the websites, any Twitter, any Facebook, any ways we can get in touch, please.
Yeah, there's a number of ways we can support. Obviously, our website, which is the www.diabetes.org.uk. We have a helpline. So if people are newly diagnosed or want ongoing support outside of the NHS, we have a helpline at diabetes.org.uk. And that's open Monday to Friday, 9 till 6. We've got a support forum, an online community, which is obviously increasingly important in these days, where you can chat to and share experiences with others living with and affected by diabetes. It's free to use and it's there 24/7. We have a learning zone, which is a brilliant online tool for simple, practical information from diabetes experts tailored for yourselves. It covers a wide range of helpful topics from the basics of diabetes, management, food, exercise, to looking after your mental well-being. And just to move on from that, to one of the other insights over the last 2 years is the impact on people's emotional and well-being, being isolated, not having access to clinics, having virtual clinics, which doesn't really address the mental and well-being side of things. So the Learning Zone can support you with that as well, and also probably signpost you to local psychological support services. Eating with diabetes, as we've already mentioned, eating and healthy diets, really, really important. We have an Enjoy Food section on our website, which has meal plans, expert dietary advice, food swaps, hundreds of healthy, family-friendly recipes. And then, as we said before, and one figure I haven't given you so far, we reckon there's nearly 13 million people at risk of developing diabetes. Wow. In this country. It's about to explode, and already the NHS is up to pressure, so much pressure. So if people feel they have the symptoms of diabetes, going to the toilet more often, especially at night time, feeling more tired, losing weight without trying to, possibly genital itching or thrush, cuts and wounds taking longer to heal is another symptom, blurred vision. If you have a number of those symptoms, then you should go to your GP and maybe even your pharmacist, because pharmacy is playing a hugely increasing role in the management of people with diabetes. But please go onto our website, type in Know Your Risk Tool, and you can see if you're more at risk of developing diabetes.
Thank you so much. So, there is so much support out there, and it's scary, but there are people that will help, and it's better to know, because then you can start managing it.
Absolutely. And your show, Audrey, has been absolutely fantastic, and we need more of this happening so we can raise the awareness, get to those 13 million people who are at risk of developing diabetes, but also supporting those people who are already diagnosed with diabetes so they don't develop those complications we mentioned earlier.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And that's all we have time for. But if you'd like to find out more, do go to my website, which is www.draudreyt.com, and check out my articles, which give you practical tools to live your best life. Or you can go to my YouTube channel, which is Dr. Audrey Tang, Tools to Thrive.